Have you ever had that feeling, even if you generally like your job, that there's still something else, something more you're searching for in your work, or maybe just in daily life? Maybe you're juggling a demanding career, family stuff, trying to keep your own passions alive, but that real deep sense of purpose, or even just lasting satisfaction, it feels, well, just out of reach sometimes.
That's a really common feeling today, isn't it?
Totally. We push for success, but we often miss that feeling of fulfillment from the striving itself. And that includes roles that, don't even have a formal job title, like being a full-time caregiver.
Absolutely, that dedication is immense.
So today we're doing a deep dive into a concept that seems increasingly important for navigating all this complexity: occupational wellness.
Right.
And our mission here isn't just to define it. We want to cut through the noise, really show you not just what occupational wellness is, but also the surprising ways it's starting to redefine success and fulfillment.
Yeah, digging into the practical side.
Exactly. Insights that might actually change how you look at, well, every role you play. We've pulled this from some pretty comprehensive source material that maps out this evolving idea and its real-world
It's
applications.
quite fascinating stuff.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Most of us hear wellness and we think, gym memberships or maybe mental health apps, physical, mental well-being.
The usual suspects.
Right. But what is occupational wellness specifically? And why do the sources suggest it's so much broader than just, say, having a job you don't hate?
Well, what's really interesting here, and this is a key point from the sources, is how it's defined. It involves satisfaction, achievement, and purpose in your work and daily responsibilities.
Okay, daily responsibilities too. That's broad.
Exactly. The real shift isn't just the words, but how it challenges our typical view of work. It's saying, look, it's not just about your 9 to 5. It's about finding that genuine meaning and feeling of contribution in, well, pretty much everything you dedicate your time and energy to.
That really is an expansive definition. It almost feels like it's challenging our whole idea of what work even means. Can you elaborate a bit on how these sources broaden that focus beyond just a typical job?
Absolutely. The sources talk about an expanded focus for occupational wellness,
Yeah.
and it really does go way beyond a standard job description.
Okay.
It covers a surprisingly wide range. So yes, it includes things like aligning your career with your purpose, leadership training stuff you might sort of expect.
Right, the professional development angle.
But here's where it gets really insightful, I think. It puts a crucial emphasis on work-life balance and managing your time and energy. It sees these not as nice to haves, but as fundamental parts of sustainable well-being.
Okay, so integral, not optional.
Precisely. And it also covers career coaching and support for transitions, whether you're aiming for a promotion or making a complete change.
That makes sense. Big shifts need support.
Definitely. But what really stood out to me and feels quite revolutionary is its specific inclusion of finding fulfillment in caregiving roles.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, or other professional ambitions outside the traditional mold. It acknowledges that purpose isn't just tied to a paycheck. It can be deeply found in that unpaid, often incredibly demanding work of caring for others.
That's a really significant inclusion, recognizing that labor and its potential for purpose.
It is. And then uniquely, it even extends to entrepreneurial support. The sources specifically mention support for women-led businesses. So yeah, it's a powerful shift in perspective.
That expansion, especially recognizing caregiving, it really does shift the paradigm. So if the concept is this wide-ranging, the next question has to be, how do we actually do it? How do we activate this in our lives?
Right, the practical side.
Yeah. What are the actual pillars or, the tools that the sources talk about for achieving this kind of holistic wellness?
This is where the framework gets really practical and useful. The sources lay out 6 key areas. First up, there's purpose coaching.
Okay, purpose coaching.
Yeah. Think of it like a personal GPS for your professional journey. It's not just about setting targets, but really understanding your internal compass, your values.
Ah, aligning goals with values.
Exactly. So that every step you take, whether you're, say, in government or launching your own business, feels deeply aligned with who you are and what really motivates you.
Got it. What's next?
Then there's communication development. This is practical coaching aimed at boosting things like your leadership presence, your emotional intelligence, public speaking, basically your professional influence.
Skills we all could probably use more of.
For sure. And what's really noteworthy here, the sources specifically highlighted as being especially for women growing into decision-making and visionary roles.
Interesting. So tailored support.
addressing maybe specific communication hurdles or opportunities in that context.
That makes a lot of sense. Communication really is key to turning ambition into actual impact. So what about just managing life, the sheer volume of it all?
Exactly. Which leads perfectly into the third area, work-life integration tools.
Integration, not just balance.
Right. It's about concrete strategies to manage your time, your energy, and this is critical, your boundaries between work, family, yourself.
Boundaries are tough.
They are. And the sources even mentioned, including culturally respectful tips for honoring responsibilities at home while maintaining professional excellence.
Oh, that's important. It's not one size fits all.
Not at all. It moves beyond that generic advice and acknowledges that balance looks different depending on your cultural background, your family setup. It offers practical ways to harmonize those often competing demands.
Okay, that's really thoughtful. What else?
A fourth pillar is fulfillment. This is about helping you find that personal value and confidence in whatever role you're in.
Whether it's paid work or not.
Precisely. It's about cultivating, you know, joy and meaning in the everyday tasks. It could be caregiving, managing a team, studying, leading. It comes with tools specifically designed to help reduce burnout and actually increase your appreciation for what you contribute.
Reducing burnout and increasing joy sounds like a pretty good goal.
Definitely. Then there's robust support for career transitions.
Right. You mentioned transitions earlier.
Yeah. This helps you navigate those big shifts. Promotions, complete career changes, or maybe returning to work after time off, like maternity leave, for example.
Okay. What kind of support?
It includes things like building confidence, practical help with resumes, but also strategic career path planning for, you know, sustainable long-term growth. Not just the next step, but the one after that, too.
Thinking longer term. Good.
And finally, there's a very specialized area, entrepreneurial empowerment.
Ah, the business support you mentioned?
Yes, offering targeted guidance. The sources specify this is particularly for Emirati women who are interested in starting or growing their own businesses.
Very specific focus there.
It is. And it's holistic covering, mindset support, planning for wellness as a founder, stress management, all tailored to the unique challenges and opportunities within that specific entrepreneurial environment.
That's incredibly comprehensive. It feels like a really well-rounded framework, digging into the practical side of something we usually just talk about vaguely.
Mm-hmm. It aims to be actionable.
So let's connect this back. What does all this actually mean for you listening right now? What are the real tangible benefits? Or maybe those aha moments someone can expect if they really focus on their occupational wellness using these kinds of insights?
Well, it really boils down to some profound targeted outcomes. First, you can expect much greater clarity. Clarity about your long-term career goals, yes, but also maybe your broader personal calling.
Finding that why again.
Exactly. And this clarity naturally translates into stronger confidence. Confidence in your leadership abilities, how you work in teams, even just your daily communication, because you're coming from a place of clearer purpose.
That makes sense. Confidence follows clarity.
It often does. And perhaps one of the biggest benefits people experience is achieving a better balance. A more harmonious integration between their ambition, their faith or values, family life, and just their overall well-being.
That sounds like the holy grail for a lot of people.
It really does. And this directly leads to a noticeable reduction in work-related stress, that feeling of mental exhaustion, or just being emotionally overwhelmed so often.
Less overwhelm, more energy.
Precisely. You tend to see renewed energy and motivation, both for the day-to-day tasks and for that longer-term vision. Ultimately, what the sources suggest is that this fosters empowered growth, growth as a leader, growth as a person, and even as a genuine change maker in society.
Okay, now here's where it gets really interesting for me. How do these approaches, these sort of comprehensive strategies we've just discussed, actually lead to those big shifts?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's about much more than just tweaking your job description. It's like a holistic engagement with your life's purpose and all your responsibilities.
That's a great way to put it.
It's holistic. And that leads to these real tangible improvements that, well, they seem to spread into every part of your life.
That's the goal, yeah. Definitely. It's not just siloed to work.
So just to recap quickly, occupational wellness, as we've unpacked it today, is this really powerful and frankly quite expansive concept. It goes way beyond just your job title.
Much broader.
It genuinely touches on almost every aspect of your professional and personal life, from managing your time and energy to finding deep purpose in something like caregiving or even launching your own business venture.
Right, all those roles matter.
And understanding these different components, these tools and outcomes can genuinely be a shortcut, maybe, to a more purposeful, less stressful, and just deeply fulfilling daily existence for you.
It offers a practical pathway.
So here's a final thought for you to maybe mull over.
Yeah.
Given how broadly occupational wellness covers everything from, you know, high-level professional leadership right down to personal caregiving and even that entrepreneurial spark,
mm-hmm.
how might redefining your idea of success, shifting it to include a deeper sense of purpose and this kind of holistic well-being,
mm-hmm.
how might that fundamentally transform your long-term path?
That's a powerful question to sit with.
Maybe take a moment after this to reflect on your own journey. Think about just one small area, perhaps, where applying some of these principles might bring you a greater sense of satisfaction and achievement starting today.